The New York City Department of Homeless Services is planning to convert a hotel into a shelter for 154 homeless families in a small neighborhood in Queens known as Blissville. The shelter at the Fairfield Inn will be the third of its kind in the area, and some residents are not happy about that, including Maria Davis. She's vice president of the Blissville Civic Association, which opposes the plan. Maria, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here today.
And I have to say, I lived in New York for years. I had never even heard of Blissville. Why don't you start by just describing your neighborhood for us?
Oh, sure. So Blissville is a really tiny neighborhood. It's in Long Island City, Queens. It borders the Calvary Cemetery, the Long Island Expressway, and the Superfund site, Newtown Creek. It's just all warehouse. It's all desolate. And there's just a few homes squeezed in between all these warehouses and mechanic shops and things like that.
And how many people are living there?
Approximately 450, and 100 of those are children. There's no supermarkets, there are no laundromats, and there are no trains. The closest train is almost a mile away. Everything is almost a mile away.
So why did you move there?
Because it was the only house we could afford at the time. That's it. We wanted to be homeowners, and it was all we could afford. The house was a nice, decent house, and we purchased it. We had a family. We had a one-year-old and a three-year-old at the time, and I've been there 17 years.
And you like it now?
I love it now. I love my neighbors. Everyone pretty much knows each other. You know, I think it's a great place if you own a home. For the homeless people, the most vulnerable people, it's not a good place because there's nothing there for them. According to the Coalition of Homeless, for the homeless, a lot of people that go into homelessness, they experience domestic violence, they have mental illness, there's drug addiction, there's all these things. And for people that suffer like that, you can imagine their life. There might be depression there as well. And to come to Blissville in the middle of nowhere for them, to be warehoused in an environment of warehouses, it just makes it worse for them.
Well, so you're making the case for why they might not want to be there. Why do you not want them there?
First of all, we are only 450. And if it's fair share, according to the mayor, that every community should do their fair share in housing the people in their communities who are experiencing homelessness. So, for example, in District 26, which is where I live, we're already doing our fair share. We have two. So this is the third. And with the third all combined, that's over 500. You will double the population of Blissville.
But the mayor says that they're opening 90 homeless shelters in the city, that they want to spread this around and make sure that everybody is doing their fair share. You say that's not what's happening.
That's not what's happening in Blissville. The first homeless shelter was Home Suites. The second one is in City View. Okay. And then the third one is supposed to be opening Fairfield. Now, we just found out the other day, there's a fourth hotel that's being worked on, constructed, right next to Fairfield. Is that going to turn into a homeless shelter?
So what do you want the city to do with all of the homeless people? I mean, at this point, New York has the highest number of homeless people since it had during the Great Depression.
Right. And so I think that the mayor should stop spending millions and millions of tax dollars on hotels to shelter the most vulnerable people, you know, because it seems to be someone is profiting off of the homeless, and it's not right. And I think that he needs to use that money to do affordable housing, mixed housing, or low-income housing. You can put homeless people in a hotel. It's still a hotel. It's not a shelter. And they're living in very small quarters. By the way, in Fairfield, they live in 14 by 10, two people, no kitchen. It's a tiny space. The cameras, there are like 95 cameras and securities and all this. I mean, when you think about it and when you hear the description, you see it for yourself, because I've been in that hotel. It's like a prison for them.
Let me ask you this. You are in Blissville, which is in Queens. You're very close to a lot of gentrification that's going on as well. Do you see the issue of homeless people being moved in as a bigger threat to Blissville's security, or Blissville remaining the way that it has been, than all of the rich people who are moving in right next door as well?
Right. Well, let me just say that one thing this administration lacks is transparency. And so lack of transparency from the mayor and the DHS contributes to distrust and doubt. And then that raises many, many questions, and people form their own ideas. Are they putting homeless people here, people with mental illness? We've seen them aggressively panhandling, even threatening the bodega store owner. Are they trying to intimidate us into, like, moving out or something, or selling our houses or lowering the property value or something like that? I mean, these are just questions that we need to ask.
Because you think that they want to develop, they want to redevelop Blissville.
Wouldn't surprise me. 11101 is very hot right now. And if you go by Hunter's Point, they're building like crazy hotels and buildings and all that. I mean, listen, my husband comes from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Okay. He grew up there in the 70s and in the 80s. He goes back there now. It's nothing like that right now.
Right.
It's all gentrification. And, you know, Blissville, we won't be pushed out. We're not scared. You know, we're not scared. We grew up in the hood. We grew up in the projects. And so we see a lot of this going on. We see a lot of this going on. When I heard about the first homeless shelter, okay, fine, you know, because it's a family, their children and everything. Then the second one, okay, family, children, okay. Saw a little violence and stuff, domestic violence that poured out into the street. We saw that a couple of times. But then when the third shelter came in, and then we're going to be, for lack of a better word, outnumbered, then you have to start talking about what is going on. Then you have to look at Home Life Services, the one that's supposed to be providing the therapy and the security and the food, by the way. Where are these people supposed to eat? Because the dining area only holds 30 people. We're talking about 313 people. We're talking about the most vulnerable people, according to DHS, elderly, aging parents with adult children with special needs. How are they supposed to get around when everything is over a mile away and Blissville has no amenities, nothing to offer them?
So do you think that you're going to win this fight?
We're tiny but mighty, and we're going to try really hard to win this fight.
That's Maria Davis, who is the vice president of the Blissville Civic Association, which opposes the plan to put another homeless shelter in Blissville, a neighborhood in Queens, New York. Maria, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And leave us your thoughts on this at hereandnow.org.